Got a vertical coaster.
Hey, y'all.
Hello. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Welcome back to Gonna Do It Here.
Episode
40.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all.
How y'all doing?
You know, episode.
It done got cold outside.
Ain't it done?
Y'all.
Real cold.
Wintertime about to be here for real, for real.
Wintertime is here.
Yes.
It popped up like a little
right. Right.
Now I'm here.
Right.
What it do?
You try.
Okay. You thought it was going to be warm a little bit
right.
longer.
Right. It's cold out there during the night.
How was your week?
It was good. We had all of our Christmas, like the end of our Christmas stuff
work.
So I decorated my cubicle like Whoville.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some little houses, put up, you know, a wall, wrapping paper on the
cubicle.
Outside on the cubicle, and put a Christmas tree on the back with the Grinch coming out the top. And,
right.
So I won that. I won a $75 gift card for that.
Okay, period.
Got some nice little gifts from the company. So every employee gets a gift from the company. And so the gift that I picked out of, you know, well, you know, that they picked from my list that I gave them was an air fryer. And it is big.
You got it already?
Yeah, it was in the kitchen. You didn't see it.
I didn't see it. Uh-uh.
I'll show it to you. It's nice.
I want an air fryer. Just ain't got any on the space.
I know. I'm getting ready to throw that coffee pot you got in there away. I don't drink no coffee. I'm going to get rid of that and put my own air fryer right there.
Okay, period.
Period. Anyways. So I rate my week about a 9.
A 9?
Yeah, because it was exciting. We had games and, you know, all that kind of stuff. We didn't have any food, but, you know, games and a drawing.
Better than what we had.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So it was good. How was your week?
My week was pretty good. Didn't that much go on. They gave us a Target gift card at work, so I was a little excited by that when I got my pasty, got a little gift card.
Okay.
But didn't nothing too much serious happen at work. Same old little week, same old little people cussing me out and wanting to love me the next minute. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this man, so I was Christmas shopping earlier, and this man looks at me and says, "Your hair looks festive." Like that, right? I giggled and I said, "Thank you."
Mm-hmm.
So then he says, "Were you good this year?" I said, "Not at all." He goes, "I'm proud of you."
All
right. So, well, he told me, "You gotta have some fun sometimes." So, as long as you have fun and don't hurt nobody, I'm all right with it.
I said, sir,
take the store.
Walk because, away.
Okay, because first of all, don't nobody need it. Okay, you're supposed to be like, why won't you do it?
Right.
Oh my God, people are retarded. But
that's funny.
I'm thinking about dyeing my eyebrows.
What color?
Or not necessarily dyeing them, but tinting them to make them a little bit lighter so they're not as dark. I want to dye them or tint them so that they're like a brown color because they're basically black right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks, when I look at myself, it looks odd because, like, because
it's such a drastic change from the
from this point to this point. So I want to take it and make it. I put dye on my eyebrows when I dyed my hair, but it didn't take.
Mm.
So I'm gonna have to get some actual eyebrow tint and test it on like my sideburns or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to lighten them because they look real, real dumb. Hey, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Oh, I just thought about I got a whole wedding gift you supposed to be giving me.
Yeah.
I got to go get that.
Uh-uh.
Somebody else got one for me, too.
For real. Girl, you ain't collected.
Listen.
Nick.
That's how you know I be having too much going on.
Babe, I would have been done. Like, let me put some gas in this car.
Okay.
Go and get my stuff.
Okay, because I know Pastor done put something in there. Probably done prayed over it and everything.
You know it.
I need that. Okay.
You know it.
So, yeah, I rate my week a 6.
About a 6.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
Right.
I didn't get to see my baby this weekend either. She don't never come when it's my weekend off.
Talking about Tiana.
Never.
She's coming next weekend.
I know. I hope she comes. Is she coming Thursday?
Christmas Eve.
Yes. Kayvon, you need to go get her Wednesday night. I'll go get her.
He got the word.
I'll go get her.
Well, we can go get her. I'll ask her mama.
I need her to be here Christmas Eve morning because that's when I'm coming over here. So she can rip open this box.
This is silly.
Okay, so we're going to get into our recipe of the week.
Mm-hmm.
She talking about yes. I know what she responded to. Talking about Pastor Prado. Yeah. I need that. I need to put that in my house in every room.
You know he did.
So our recipe for the week is loaded slow cooker grits. I picked this because I wanted some pancakes and bacon this morning, and I was going to call her and be like, look, can you make me some breakfast?
You didn't. Why you didn't call?
Because I didn't want to be a bother. Because Kurt was on my call when he went to work and stuff. So I was like, Lord, I want some pancakes.
Girl. And I was home.
I know you was, but I don't. You might not even feel like cooking no breakfast. You might not have no bacon.
I cook breakfast just about every Saturday.
And don't never invite me.
Yeah.
Don't never try to bring me none to work.
I asked you, when was that? You called me or something, and I was like, where you at work? You need some lunch. She was like, nah, I'm kidding. Just give me a baby.
Yeah, that's lunch. I'm not my breakfast.
Whatever.
I want a hot pancake when I get out of the car and my go into the air and you can see it.
You know what? I took my car Saturday morning to have the brakes done on it.
Mm-hmm.
I started to go by, what is it, Flo's?
Mm.
But I was like,
oh, Shana, no.
Nah. I was like, well. She probably in the bed, so.
I sure was.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping hard, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, it says it yields 6 to 8 servings. The preparation time is 0 hours and 0 minutes.
How's that? Oh, it
don't. All of it in the crock pot.
Okay, so you just pour everything in the crock pot.
The total cooking time is 4 hours and 15 minutes. So, mm-hmm. Your ingredients are as follows.
Mm-hmm.
You need 1.5 cups of grits.
Right.
6 cups of water.
Mm-hmm.
6 slices of bacon cooked. Crumbled and divided.
Okay.
1.5 cups of shredded cheddar cheese. I'm going to use 2 because I'm fat. You're going to need some salt, pepper, 2 tablespoons of butter, and 3 green onions sliced. Okay?
Okay.
But use whatever you got at crib.
If it's white, purple, it don't matter. I'm talking onion.
Yellow.
Onion.
So the directions say in a bowl. In the bowl of a slow cooker, combine mm-hmm. your grits, water, 1 cup of your cheese, and 1/2 of the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Season with salt and pepper, mm-hmm. then let the mixture stand for 1 minute to allow the grits to settle to the bottom.
So this is what I'm going to put in mine. Salt, pepper, garlic, probably some onion powder,
mm-hmm.
and probably a little bit of seasoning salt, just a tad.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm put, okay, so this called for 6 slices of bacon.
We're going to cook
the
whole pack.
We're going to cook the whole pack. So you're going to have...
Cook it and crumble.
Half the pack going to go in right now, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, so the next step says, cover and cook on high until grits are tender, about 3 hours, stirring occasionally if you can. Alternative, you can cook the grits on low for 8 hours. Grits don't take no daggone 8 hours to cook, first of all. They don't take 3 hours to cook. I don't care if it is a slow cooker. Who is these folks?
I don't know. That's a long time.
We need to
just
get
some grits done.
A little website with these recipes. Because
if you use the quick grits, they ain't going to take
And I'm going to tell y'all what else I'm going to put in mine. It's 6 cups of water. I'm going to take 5 cups of water, maybe 1 cup of milk. I like cooking milk in my drink. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hit that button. Bubble up. Oh, Lord Jesus.
You crazy.
Howard said talk plain. We is talking plain. The next step says add your butter, green onions, and remaining 1/2 cup of cheese and bacon. Stir until the butter is melted and serve while warm.
Okay.
Okay. And while this is cooking, 43 hours, about 30 minutes before they get done, I'm going to take me an egg, put it in the bowl, I'm going to scramble that mug good, put some salt, pepper, a little bit of cheese, maybe a little bit of spinach, and put a little fancy. Put it in a pan, scramble it up, throw it on top. Hello! Okay. Sweet Jesus. Don't do it.
You are silly.
Okay.
Okay.
That's going to be breakfast right there.
or brunch, either one.
Okay, hello, it don't even matter. Might be dinner. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you ain't never had breakfast food at dinner, night, you ain't living life.
So good.
Honey.
It seems like it'd be better at night.
It do. It ain't no sin. It be better.
It'd be better at night.
It do.
Like, Lord God, what's really going on? You done lost one. All right. Okay, we're going to do the conversation, Bo. I'll take this one.
What's the
with the
five? That's an old one.
Oh, Lord. Something you done put back in there?
Mm-hmm, probably.
We done this before. Okay.
Okay. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Mom says, do you think your priorities has changed since you were younger? Yes.
Most definitely.
Yes. Me, myself, and I. Curtis shall not get me.
Oh, Lord.
No, Curtis made good grits, though.
Do
he? He made some grits the other day. I said, dang, babe, what you do these grits? Yeah. I followed the direction. I said, okay, smart mouth.
I know, that's right.
He made me
mad. They on the box for a reason, baby.
He talking about I followed the directions to the T. Yeah. I said, well, I reckon they work and anything good.
And stirring them, constantly stirring them. That keep them from getting lump simmer, too.
I just put mine on simmer.
So why do you think that your priorities have changed? Or what as far as your priorities has changed since you were younger?
I'm more aware of my actions. Because I realize now that I'm responsible for my consequences. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm responsible for whatever happens in my life now. Mm-hmm. Nobody else is responsible for anything that happens to me. So if I don't go to work, I don't get paid. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I don't cook, I don't eat. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I've come across certain people who I know I don't want to be like that. Like, I've come across people where I used to be that way, but I know now I don't want to be that way as an adult. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm still in my 20s, I don't want to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the type of person to
blame other people.
Yeah, blame other people for my for my mistakes. I'm not type to wanna, you know, party and drink and all that kind of stuff. Like, I don't have time to be going to work with a hangover. That just ain't me. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it don't, and in the field that I work in, it's not professional. It's not something, you know, that you should do in the field that I work in.
Right.
And I know that if I want to grow and if I want things that I have, or if I want things to be better, I have to do better. Mm-hmm. I can't just sit back and be like, okay, Lord, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? And not do anything at all.
Right.
Because he doesn't fix anything for you if you don't try.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if I want to work somewhere that pays a little better, but it's out of town, then I know that I need to get a car that'll get me from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. And it won't give me any issues. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or if I want to build up or get to a higher position in my job, then I need to be to work on time. I need to, you know, do what I'm supposed to do the way I'm supposed to do
it. Hi, Linda.
Hey, Miss Linda. And I just know, just from, you know, watching my mom, watching my grandma, like, you know, anything is possible. My grandma was going to school and she was in her 40s and 50s. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And my mom went back to school when I was in high school.
We graduated
the same year. So yeah. I know that if you want something, age has nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do it and you want to better your life, you can. Because I've seen her do it. I've seen my grandmother do it. I've seen, you know, plenty of people around me do it. I've had very good examples. But I have to want something for myself. You know what I'm saying? I have to want it for myself. I can't just do it just because, you know, somebody tells me, oh, you should do this. Somebody can tell you want to do something all the time. But if you don't want to do it, you're never going to strive at it. So, priorities are just something that have always been important to me. Like, I put my family and everything else before anybody else. That's just how I've always been. Yeah. Now, used to, I was really, I wouldn't say, I'm still spoiled. I just know how I can spoil myself now.
Right.
But no, but when I was younger, I had a very, 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 very bad attitude. And I had a very bad temper. Like, it took nothing. And when I say nothing, it took nothing for me to fly off the handle. And now, it took a whole lot. Like, a whole lot for me to really get upset to the point where I'm cussing you out. Like, unless it's somebody that I care about. Like, Curtis, get under my skin because I care about him. Mm-hmm. And it's different. But, like, right. A stranger, like, back in the day, like, when I was a teenager, a stranger could piss me off and I fly off the handle. And it took a long time for me to stop being angry and stop being mad and calm down. But, like, now, people do stuff and I just laugh because it's like, you're not worth it. You don't know me. You'll never know me. So, there's mm-hmm. no reason for you to get a reaction out of me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. it's just, you learn when you are willing to grow within yourself, hey. You learn that it's not that serious.
Right.
So, my privacy changed because I grew up. I knew that. At some point, you have to grow up. Whether it take you being 22 or 44, at some point, you have to grow up.
Yeah.
And I just grew up already.
Yeah.
Because, and simply, and to be honest, it's because she don't play that.
You for got real. It right.
Like, my mom was there. Like, she wasn't... She was stern when she needed to be. Like, yeah. She let me go to parties. She let me hang out with my friends. But she, when I was supposed to be home at 12 o'clock, if I went home at 12 o'clock, she called me. She cussed me out if I wasn't here when I was supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, she let me make choices.
Yeah.
Because she knew that I had to learn the hard way or I wasn't going to learn at all.
Yep.
Just, you know, you can't fuss and all that.
All so the long. Time.
Yeah, all the time. She just be like, mm-hmm. you'll learn. Mm-hmm. And I did. The hard way. A lot of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
What changed yours?
Y'all. Being a mother changed me. Like, in my 20s, one of the things, like, in my 20s that my priorities changed, you know, when I had a job. Because when I was younger... I would, like, go get my nails done every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, every week. Like, not every 2 weeks. Every week, I was getting my nails done. Like, a filling in a week. Mm-hmm. Who does that? You know what I'm saying?
I had one in a month. Right. And that's what I be trying to tell Curtis. Like, certain stuff is not that important to me. Right. Like, used to. Now, when I first started working.
Oh, yeah. Like nails. Little stuff like that. Hair.
Everything. Had to be done. But I do my hair now. You see my hair?
Yeah. I mean, like, stuff like that.
And then she was like, who did your hair? I was like, me. She was like, for real? Yes. Who got time exactly. to give somebody
$50? For real.
Girl, you better put that in my pocket.
Yep. So, you know, as you get older and then when I got pregnant with you, like, everything changed. Like, my whole mindset changed because it wasn't about me anymore. It was about making sure that you had what you needed. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't ask to be brought here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was my job to make sure that you had everything that you needed. So that's what changed my priorities. Because when you don't have children and the only person you have to take care of is yourself, man, you'll be doing some of the craziest stuff. Going buy stuff you don't need for no reason. Like, retarded stuff. And I wish I had that money now. Because I was getting my nails done all the time. Getting my hair done. I'm talking about $60, $70 hairdos. Who pays somebody $70 or $80 to do like a regular hairdo? Nobody. Me. We was going to Raleigh. And it was the lady in Raleigh. She was real popular at the time. She was doing our hair. Girl, I wish I had that money.
I know I have put my hands, like, literally put my hands on at least $50,000.
I know. And bloating on dumb
yes,
stuff.
Yes, and not all at one not time, but right. like over a matter of years. Like, no. I know I put my hand on $50,000. And I'm pretty sure about $40,000 of that done went down the drain.
Yep.
What was I thinking?
Right.
Jesus.
You have to learn, you know.
I was like, Lord, Jesus. I just thought about that thing. Because I remember one time, I was just... Every time I thought about it, if I thought about it and I had the money, I bought it.
Right.
Even if it was just a food. Let me get that large combo.
Right.
Okay, like.
For real.
No, I don't need a large. Don't right. take all that to fill me up. But because right. I thought I was balling,
hey,
I'm going to get a large. Hey, Marcus.
Hi, Marcus.
I was telling Mama, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about when you took your shirt off in the gym. And everybody, all the moms was like, oh my God.
Who is that?
Like, and in my mind, I'm like, look, Marcus, you need to put your shirt back on. Because you got these cougars up here.
I was like.
Acting all foolish.
Oh my.
And I was like, why did he take your his shirt off. Like, he didn't even take off then. He knew. Yeah. You knew. You knew what you was doing.
That was so funny. Yeah, because we all looked around like, oh my God.
I was appalled at how they was acting. But it was normal to us because we had gym with Marcus, so he take his shirt off all the time, walking down the hallway with his shirt off. That ain't nothing new. Put your shirt off. But then mom, that hadn't seen it.
Boy.
Don't do that, Mark. You knew. Jesus? You knew what you was doing.
Jesus.
Them moms was cut we to was the like, core.
Oh my.
Husband sitting next to him.
They who is that?
At, they looking at Mark with the stank eye.
Who like, that?
You about to get people hurt. Look, who that? Everybody. I'm like, come on, sir.
That was funny, though. We all looked around like.
I was like,
were you looking to see if anybody else looking? Okay. Like, am I the only one looking at
you? No. Marcus knew what he was doing.
Oh, God.
Taking his John Brown shirt off. Let me see.
That was funny.
Hey, Des. No, I'm going to tell you what else is funny. Me and Marcus had, what was it? I think it was English class. Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to do a paper. And he told me something, Gabby.
Oh, Lord.
He told me, I need to do this paper for me. I said, pay me. He told me, so come on, man. Come on, I ain't got it like you got it. I said, first of all, I ain't got it. That's why I'm asking you.
Right.
You want me to do the work, but you won't pay me? I said, what you gonna do for me? He told me, what you want? I said, every time I walk by you, you gotta lift your shirt up and let me touch your stomach.
Oh, God.
Come on, man. What if it's cold outside? I said, I don't care. I said, I don't care where we at. I said, we out at Walmart. And I said, you got to put your shirt on. He said, man, I ready. Dang, you going to do it for me? I said, I'll do it.
Y'all crazy.
We used to do stupid stuff. I did it for like a week, too. I saw him one day we was in the cafeteria. I said, pull your shirt up. Man, bro, what in the world? I said, bro, you said you was gonna do it. That ain't running me. He was hot, boy. A deal is a deal.
Right.
Okay, so we're gonna get to the questions. And okay. Our first one says, would you rather be a reverse?
I don't know.
Centaur?
Centaur.
Or a reverse mermaid?
You know, the centaur is the half man.
The half man, half horn, you tell me?
Yep. And then, what's a reverse mermaid? What's a reverse?
So you would be half fish, and then at the bottom be like half person.
Well, that's what a mermaid is.
Yeah, but this half is person.
Oh, reverse.
Yeah. So you would be a fish up here, and then down here you would be a regular person. So you'd be walking around with a fish head. I think I'm gonna rather be the horse.
So you'd rather have a horse butt up here?
I reckon, because I don't know about that fish. I'm not about to have a fish face. That's just wrong. Either
you
way.
You rather have a horse butt, though?
I don't know.
With the tail, like, right? I don't know. You know how big the horse butt is?
Because you know how, if you see, you know how in Moana, when he turned to half the shark and half the legs?
Uh-huh.
That's how it looked, and that looked weird. That messed with my mind a little bit. I don't know about that one.
Both of them would be ugly.
I don't know about that. Vanessa said, would you rather your only mode of transportation be a donkey or a giraffe? A giraffe ain't gonna hold all this, okay? First of all.
Yes, it will. You know how big a giraffe is.
Okay, they tall, but have you seen their legs? They look smaller than mine, okay?
They big, though. Mm-mm. Yes, they are. They weigh a lot.
Listen, I get on top of that giraffe, go to buckling. Go be done with, okay? That's a long way to fall. Now, if I get on a donkey, he can't go nowhere but to the flow, okay?
Right.
And it's going to be a real short fall. I ain't going to hurt myself at all, okay?
So
and
a donkey.
He might gallop a little bit, you know what I'm saying? That's all I need. Even if it takes me a whole day just to get to work, I'm going to get there.
Oh, God.
So my transportation going to be a donkey.
Mine be a donkey, too.
Because I'm telling you, that giraffe needs go to buckling. That's a long fall. The next one says, Would you rather only be used a fork or only be able to use a
able
spoon?
Is missing out of that sentence. Okay.
Would you rather only be able to use a fork or only be able to use a spoon? I don't, to be honest, I don't use spoons like that. If I'm not eating soup or something, I don't use a spoon. Even if I'm eating like corn or peas, I'm using a fork. I don't know. I don't really.
I don't get along
with spoons. Me and spoons don't get along. I don't know. It feels like a shovel, and I mean, I already eat enough, so I don't need to seem extra greedy and extra hungry.
I don't think I use a spoon that often either.
I don't.
Even, unless, like you said, it's soup.
It's soup, yeah. Or something like that.
Or ice cream.
Yeah.
Something.
So I would rather use the fork. It wouldn't bother me. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Our next couple of questions. Say, let's see what this fucking point is. All right. This question says, if you were moving to another country but could only pack one carry-on size bag, what would you pack?
So you're going to another country.
Another country. I'm gonna pack my toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
I ain't gonna pack no toothpaste. I can buy that over there.
Right.
I'm gonna pack my deodorant because sometimes it might be a little musty on the plane. You never know what happened. So okay. I'm gonna pack my deodorant. I'm probably taking some lotion.
Can you take that on the plane though?
Probably not, but I'm gonna pack it.
Okay.
So I'm gonna take my toothbrush, my deodorant, and some lotion. Maybe 2-3 towels, 2-3 face rag, in case the plane go down or something. You never know.
So
pack of beanies and weenies. A can of beanies and weenies. They
ain't say that.
They asked me what I'ma pack, and I'm telling you,
I'ma
pack me a can of
Beanie Wingers. Okay. So I would pack toothbrush, deodorant, a brush or a comb. You going to another country, so you never know if it's hot or cold. You know, some places.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I would take a coat or a jacket,
right,
or maybe a sweater.
A
sweater. Probably something like some type of like a sundress or something, you know what I'm saying? Something easy to put on. A sundress or something like that. And probably two pairs of shoes, a pair of sneakers in case I need to run or walk across, you know what I'm saying, town or something. And maybe a pair of, like you said, boots or some type of other shoe. And one pair of jeans. Can't go wrong with none of that.
And my pistol.
Okay, my dear.
Folks is crazy. Mm-mm. Okay, the next question says, what's the most ironic thing you've seen happen? What's the most ironic thing you've ever seen happen? I would say a person dying.
Oh, God, yeah, me too.
That's the most ironic thing.
In church, at that.
I went in church. I was at Mexico.
I was in church.
She died in my arms, so it's a little different.
We was in church at a service.
Oh, no.
We was sitting at tables like this. It was set up. It was like a little banquet kind of like. So we were sitting at tables like this. We had like a little brunch, you know, before the service. So we had like fruit and, you know, little muffins and, you know, little stuff like that. So we all had got up and got our little plate. Everybody was eating and everything. Okay. So we done ate. So the service starts, right? So they bring out the speaker or the matrimonious ceremony. You know what I'm saying? The person that's, you know. So they ask us to stand for prayer. We stand up. I'm standing here. This gentleman's table is here. We stand up. And he literally, like a tree, falls forward. Bam. From the waist down, you know, onto the table. So at first.
Honey, I would have ate the lift.
At first, you know, at first when I looked at him, I was like, why is he playing? You know, you don't process, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, why is he playing like that? You know what I'm saying? Because we was in church. Like, I'm like, is he playing? You know what I'm saying? So, me being in the medical field, that part of me kicked in next after the, like, is he crazy? You know what I'm saying? So that part kicked in next. So I stepped over there and was like, sir, are you okay? You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at him kind of, you know, trying to see, you know, what's going on.
What?
And you could hear him. It sounded like a snore almost, as if he was sleeping. You know what I'm saying? He was just, you know, it was that kind of sound. So me and another lady and a man, we put him on the floor. You know, they tell you to get him on the floor, lay him flat. You know what I'm saying? He was making that sound. You know, they say as long as they are making a sound, and the sound's coming out of their mouth, they're breathing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we didn't do CPR or anything like that because it was like he was asleep. Like he went into a slumber or a coma or, but you know what I'm saying? And so we let him, you know, had him laying there trying to keep him, you know, comfortable or whatever. Called 911, da da da. Rescue came in. They did CPR, you know, after they got there, he stopped. It was like he was waiting for them to get there to stop breathing. So soon as they walked in, it was gone. So they started doing CPR. They did the shots and all that kind of stuff. They took him out of there. He ain't make it though.
Death is a crazy thing. That's the most ironic thing that I've seen though.
Yeah, in church. Dying in church.
Mine was just her dying in my arms. Legally feeling her body take her last breath. I was like, bro, I ain't gonna never be the same.
Oh, God.
It was so sad. That was my baby too. I loved her to death.
Yeah.
The next question says, if magic was real, what spell would you try to learn first? How to make people butt naked. No, I'm
How to make, look, how to make dinner immediately.
Okay.
Every day at 7.
Okay. How to make it rain money.
Oh.
Shyamalan Tomalan.
Right.
Ooh. First one I would try, that would be the first one I'd try, how to make
make it rain money.
Could you imagine? You just walking, minding your business. You just snap your fingers on that. Don't let nobody see you.
Or every time
on the side,
or every time you walk by every time you walk by an ATM and just start shooting money out.
I'm standing with a bag.
Right. Oh, okay.
Period. The next one says, if you were a ghost and could possess people, what would you make them do?
Next question, I ain't possessing nothing.
Okay. First of all, I'm not about to put my soul in nobody else's body.
Next question.
Because you ain't bound to mess up my body. Well, my spirit.
No, ma'am.
Next question. Getting there in your spirit, look at you, look at me like, what is you doing?
Right. No. No, ma'am. No. Yeah, next question. I possess nothing.
Okay. What goal do you think humanity is not focused enough on achieving? Health. Making people's health better. Health care, period.
Putting God back in school.
That too.
In the world, period.
Being more
civil to each other.
Not even
kind.
Civil. Being more understanding. That, you know, or being more caring for another human.
For
because
each other.
It's funny to me how they have all these commercials on TV about saving an animal. Saving this, saving that. It's homeless people that stay
right around, like, so
literally
close.
Are living in the lawn of the library in Wilson County.
There are.
Every night.
And there's a tent community in Selma.
Johnson County.
In Selma, behind the Food Lion at the light, there is a tent community
back
there.
A tent community.
And I'm not talking about a few tents.
I'm talking about 35, 40.
It's a bunch of tents back there. Empathy. Yes, ma'am.
Very much so. That is one of the main things. The next question says, what problem are you currently grappling with? I don't want to talk about mine.
I don't have any.
I don't want to talk about mine.
Okay. Next question. Because I don't really have anything I'm grappling with.
I
don't grapple with a whole lot. I used to, but I'm older now, and I just, you know what I'm saying, when stuff happened, I'm like, okay.
I'm not going to say it's with somebody else, but it's with myself. It's like, it's with myself.
Okay.
Let's put that one. What character in the movie could have been great, but the actor they cast didn't fit the role? The ball in Castaway. Wilson!
You are crazy. Should have been a real person.
He was so heartbroken when that ball got lost, honey. I said, have mercy. Poor little ball.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry, Wilson.
Or either, remember in, what is it? The Will Smith one, where the zombies, and remember the mannequin? He said, you better tell me if that's you.
Oh, yeah, and I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. You better tell me.
What did he name that thing?
I forget what he named. Fred. You better tell me that's you, Fred.
What you doing over here, Fred?
Fred, what you doing over here?
Fred, what you think you doing over here? I'm about to check you.
I told you, Fred. He was mad as fire with Fred, okay? What is you doing over here?
Oh, my God. He was mad
with Fred, okay?
Okay, period.
Boy. All
right.
Let me see that first.
Y'all.
Thank y'all.
So now we are going to do our reoccurring upcoming event,
mm-hmm.
which is the Hill Ridge Farms Christmas of Lights.
Right.
Hill Ridge Farms Festival of Lights opens Thanksgiving night. Open nightly from 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. from 11/26 to December 27th. We are so excited to announce that we are opening our brand new drive-thru Festival of Lights. We have made the display bigger and better than ever for 2020. Immerse yourself in the magical lights over a mile-long trail throughout the farm from the comfort of your vehicle. Where are your PJs? Who's gonna know?
You better read.
The entire trail will be lighted, guided lines on each side, and you will turn your headlights off while keeping your park lights on, mm-hmm. to ensure safe travels through the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Cost is $20 per vehicle.
Per vehicle.
Small to medium passenger vans, mm-hmm. no buses, RVs, or vehicle with trailers allowed. We look forward to celebrating the most wonderful time of the year with you and your family.
You are crazy. You be reading that, girl.
The address is 703 Tarboro Road, Youngsville, North Carolina, 27596.
Phone number?
Phone number is 919-556-1771.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Sounds great.
And it is amazing, y'all.
It is so good.
We went and it was really good.
It was really good. I wish we'd have had some cocoa when we went, for real. It was good.
It was really good.
It was good.
I had a good time.
All right. And I'm going to read the quote of the day. Mm-hmm. And the quote says, you're not obligated to win. You're obligated to keep trying to do the best you can every day.
Low-key, that's true.
Okay?
Read it again.
I'm going to read it one more time. You're not obligated to win. You're obligated to keep trying to do the best you can every day.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is very, very true.
Yeah, that's a good one. And that's by Marion Wright Elderman.
Okay.
That's a good one.
You better tell them something, Marion.
Okay. Let them know.
Okay. My brother got to do that.
Hello.
Lisa, put me on payroll.
Okay.
Well, you guys, that is the end of this episode. 40 episodes down, 40 more to go.
Okay.
But thank you for coming and joining us. Please come again next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Next Sunday will be after Christmas, so we'll probably. Yeah. Wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Wear your mask.
Use hand sanitizer when you can.
Hand sanitizer.
Wash your hands.
Okay, please, God, please wash your hands. And I know it's hard to remember, but make sure you lotion at night because your hands get dry, cracked, and that leads to germs as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cracked skin.
Cracked skin leads to germs. So yes. Wash your hands, and then at night make sure you lubricate. Okay.
Yeah.
A little lotion, just a little bit. But y'all have a good day. Well, good night.
Mm-hmm. Have a great week.
Yes.
Stay positive. Enjoy
Merry Christmas. Merry
Christmas.
Krimma.
Okay.
And we'll be back next Sunday, y'all.
All right. Don't let nobody dim your light. Tell them to go get them some sunglasses. Bye, y'all.